I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So I don't know. I think
Well, they're not going to know, man.
If we do it just like do the whole standard thing, but basically with the new deals, and with, like, if we're going to get money, we need them to buy it. So if I mean, I've put the new fluid into the vape, and if I can make them think it's delicious and I can get them to start buying it,
yeah,
then
we... What about the Lilt guys, though? Lilt guys have been pretty hard on us, man. We've got to mention Lilt at least three times.
Well, Lilt Zero specifically, otherwise we don't get the...
Yeah,
because of the sugar tax. So, I don't know, if we could... I mean, that... Just drop it in. Just drop it in as much as... But try and make it, like, you know,
Our listeners, though, they're not going to pick up on it.
They're not bright.
No, they're not clever.
They're not smart. So, basically, as long as we just, like every now and then...
Yeah.
But make it seem like a sort of goof, like a fun bit or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like all that goose stuff we did before, where the goose advertising board...
Yeah, like sales went through the fucking roof.
I know. And, we did amazing things for goose meat.
And that's the thing. The main thing is, if anyone ever finds out, then we're screwed. So, like... Keep it subtle.
Yep.
Make sure that it's all subliminal. They don't need to know that they're being tricked. They don't need to know that we're going to rinse them for their money.
Marketing.
And we'll just flit it in throughout the episode. But like, let's start with one of those like little sketch things that we do.
But end it. This is a shambles.
Yeah, end it on this is a shambles, and it'll be fine. All right, I'm going to hit record.
Lap it up.
Yeah.
Didn't agree on that.
Oh my god.
Vapes.
Or wouldn't you rather Lilt Zero? Both, please.
Pod shambles.
Nice. Well, batter me sideways, Paddy. It's back. I'm back and you're back.
Oh my god, you're so high energy immediately.
New energy for a new pod shambles, Paddy. Yeah. That's what it is.
So have we swapped energies and now I'm going to be...
Are you low energy guy?
I'm going to be low energy guy.
Man.
Who's maybe... But if we swapped, I'd also have to be cleverer. Because I think so.
Pitch.
Wait, I'm going to be Laurie for a bit. Okay. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day, and then I don't get the reference?
is that what I do?
You say something that's really apt. I assume that's apt for what we're doing because we cut in there. I could have been saying anything.
Oh, beforehand. I see.
You said something really smart.
Okay.
And then
and what do I go? Don't know what that is. Oh, man, it's Paddy.
Okay.
Do you want to hear my dog sound?
Yeah. No, I mean, no. No, I always don't. I always don't. Go on, no, but give it a go. Go on, fine.
Here it goes.
My dog impression. That's a terrible dog impression.
It is. That is what I would say.
Well, how long do we have to be each other? And when does it... Because we've already had complaints...
That we sound too
like during the last minute. Now, we've already had complaints about sounding too similar, and I don't know, for new listeners, of which I assume there are
at least
10, then you know it's going to be really... So just for I'm actually Paddy. I'm Paddy Jervis. We never introduce ourselves a proper way. I'm Paddy, and I'm I'm Paddy Jervis, esteemed
Esquire.
ESQ. And I'm the Windows 98 of people.
You are the Windows 98, frequently run down.
What was the bing, bling, 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 or whatever like it did, and then you had the little...
bing, 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 bing.
Yeah.
That's how I started up.
And this is just my companion, dial-up Havelock.
Yeah, hello. Actually, I've just made the advance. My name is ADLS... ADS lorry Havelock.
ADS.
Just made the jump up to a 128 kilobytes per second connection.
See, this is one of those times where I don't
come on, man. You've got to remember your history of internet connections.
I remember my 56 kilobyte. 56?
Yeah, man.
That's, I don't know what I'm checking with you, is it? And when I used to try and play World of Warcraft on dial-up, everyone else had Tiscally 1 megabyte. God.
Yeah,
okay, here
Tiscally.
We go.
Yeah. And, ISPs of yesteryear,
yeah, yeah, ISPs. And what's that? Internet service provider. Yep. Already got it. You see, it just took me a sec.
There you
sometimes
go,
it takes me... Do you have a... sorry to immediately change tact, and this isn't like a tangent, but like, do you...
Yeah, not like all the other times.
No, not like all the other days. Do you have like a warming up period with everything? Like absolutely everything.
What do you mean? Like everything? Well, yeah, I think sometimes you don't know if you like something when you start, sure.
Yeah, I'm
but
sure.
I'm also a big believer in you ignore that feeling
yeah.
as long as possible. And it's only when you go, oh, I don't enjoy this and I never have, that you realise.
Oh, okay. So
yes.
So you are, but you're talking more, but that seems more like giving something the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, but too much benefit.
But that's, I don't think I do that. I think more and more recently, I thought I used to have to warm up for like I don't know, if we go on stage or something, I'd be like, I'll take 5 minutes and then I'll get it. Like, I'll be comfortable in this thing. I now have to do it with everything. I have to warm up to, like, cooking some food. I have to warm up to doing any sort of work or sleep or
I don't interrupt
awake.
You, but warming up food is an important part of cooking it.
Ah, unless it's rice. Is no.
Yeah, no, doubly so.
Depends
on
which wedding. That's what I'm saying. So, what was that?
Don't ask me.
I was thinking of something else. No, I now have to warm up to conversations with people. As well, and it takes me. And I thought that with the podcast, I was like, God, we haven't done it in a couple of months. Am I going to have to warm up? And then I sat down, and I was too hot. That was the problem.
You came in too
now
hot.
I've got to cool off.
I don't get that, no, man. I think with most people, I think if I stopped to think about it, maybe I'd have to warm up. But I also think that, you know, being bright and breezy straight away is probably the, you know, you just got to take the enthusiasm while it's there.
Yeah.
And then worry later about winding. You wind down at some point. That's much nicer.
How do you do that?
Well, you go in hot.
Yeah.
Real hot.
Yeah.
Like a
hot clock.
Like an Apache helicopter coming in for landing. Like
a sort of onion
and then
heat.
You let your rotor blades cool down a bit.
Yeah.
And then you ease into it. And then it's, you don't have to think about it afterwards. Everything.
It's
cars, women, conversations.
Okay. Yeah.
Cooking with dinner.
All hot topics.
All hot, then warm.
Hot, then warm. Wow, so we actually start from the opposite end of the scale.
I think so. Oh, whereas you're like a hand-wound record player.
I'm like, yeah. Well, yeah, it's that one of those monkeys with the cymbals.
And then you're gone and it's too much and no one can keep up.
It's way too much. I think I have a maximum of about 40 minutes energy for anything.
Yeah, that is this podcast in a nutshell, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's an hour and a half.
Tapers off at the 40-minute mark.
Yeah, exactly. No, we have a little rest, and I come back, but then I overstretch.
Do a couple of lines,
and then
you?
A couple of bumps. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Bumps of hard drug.
Yep.
I'm a big hard man with drug.
Yeah, big hard drug man.
Yeah, big hard drug man. I haven't seen you in years.
I know, it has literally been years. A lot has changed between us.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been well otherwise, apart from your big hard drugs?
Oh, I've been well. I've done tours. I was very ill.
Yeah, you were very ill. I lived in a house of ill people for about 2 months.
Yeah.
It's been horrible.
Well, yeah.
No one thinks of the well people.
You were ill for
people.
A bit.
Yeah, but not very badly.
Yeah, but also
you
you're
guys.
A bit hardier with being ill. Like,
yeah, but
I'm
that,
not. I've got
that cuts
none
both
of
ways,
that.
Though.
Well,
because
I don't know.
I chose to be hardier.
Well,
like
no, you're just better at being ill.
Yeah, but I also don't think I had anything like what you guys had. So you were ill. Zakhar, who we live with, was ill.
Zakhar.
Both your Zakhar.
Zakhar Rally.
Both your partners were ill.
Yeah.
And at one point or another, there was one of you being ill in the flat at any time. And I know that shouldn't be like a negative for me. I shouldn't be thinking this is shit.
Yeah.
But there was no one to talk to. There's just one or many of you on a sofa, you know, the day bed. You know,
yes.
Like in old times, you know, with your hand on your forehead going, oh, like, hi, you all right? Just get me I just need a jammy dodger.
Give me a hot
just
sandwich.
Just one jammy dodger, please. And I'd be like, okay, I'll go and get, and I got one of you or Zach or anyone a jammy dodger. And by the time I'd come back, it'd be, I just want sugar.
Now I need a second rub.
Yeah, exactly. Not another spice rub, Paddy.
Oh, no, but, like, I get it. I couldn't talk. Properly couldn't talk.
Yeah, you were ill, and then you got
And then
syphilis.
I got ill. I got flu, yeah. And then I got laryngitis.
You were properly down, man. I hated it.
Because I always have that thing when I'm not ill. I'm like, God, I can't wait to be ill. Got it.
Oh, I need some time off.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I need some time off. I can be ill. I can finish those games I've been working on. I'll have a big sleep, you know. I'll take a couple of weeks off smoking. That's always good for the old life. I'll get the vape.
Yeah.
Get Paddy's vape. I'm a vapor now, guys, by the way. Check this out.
You're a part-time vapor. I hate this is of audio content only.
Yeah.
At times like this.
Yeah, sometimes. But, oh, God, it is delicious, isn't it? It's just not as good. It's the Lilt Zero of cigarettes.
The Lilt Zero of
cigarettes.
That's
what I say about vapors. And, and so I properly couldn't talk, and it was fucking pants, but I was like, I'm going to be really excited about being ill, and then I got ill, and obviously you feel so bad you just want to die mm-hmm. all the time, mm-hmm. But luckily I got a special medicine, no longer available in the UK, that turns out was banned for good reason, and it's called Sanderson's Throat Specific
Mixture.
Oh,
yeah, that stuff.
And I was bought this by another comedian. As a gift, because I was like, I'm losing my voice, and she was like, oh, you've got to try Sanderson's, man.
And this stuff is like a showbiz in the
1850s. It was a big showbiz thing.
Yeah, but it's like what anyone, like stage performers particularly, would use if they were really ill before they go on stage. Right?
Exactly. If you like have to go on stage and you're far more successful than I am, like you'd get this stuff if you're like an opera singer.
Darling, nobody is immune to the effects of a virulent flu.
Oh my God. Yeah, exactly. And so I was like, oh, cool, I'll get some of the stuff. And she was like, beware, it's rough. And I was like, okay, I bet it'll be like one of those medicines where you're like, whoa, okay.
No, it's cut with speed.
Oh my Christ. And I think she spent quite a lot of money, because there was a Guardian article recently about it, people paying upwards of like 200 quid to get like a bottle of this stuff like on the day to go on stage because it's so rare or whatever. But she's got a supplier, you know, somewhere. And I tried this stuff, and I couldn't really smell it because I was there. And I had a teaspoon of it, and you're meant to then gargle with a thing of it. I had a teaspoon of it. And I think I saw hell.
Like, I thought you were going to say saw God.
I
no,
saw God.
The no, other one.
Dude.
The bad one.
It's so bad. It's like, it's almost entirely this stuff called capsicum, which is that stuff, like what makes
pepper spicy.
Exactly.
Right?
So that, you know, I'm fine with capsicum. I'm a capsicum guy. I'm a capsicum friendly. All that. But it's got this stuff, like it has this stuff that was once used in a poison. Yeah. Like rat poison. And it's got stuff called quassia wood. Or quango wood, and it's meant to be like the bitterest thing that you can have, that humans can consume, and it's part of this tree because it's a wood, you see. That's okay. I did some research, as you can tell.
That's where the wood comes from.
And it's
fascinating.
No,
stuff, Pads.
Basically, I'm just saying, never do it. And I thought it'd make me better, and it made me, and I could sing for a day, but I still feel sad. I feel so sad because of quassia wood. So that's going on
because
the list.
Because you saw the devil.
I was going into room 101.
Room 101, no more devil wood
no
for
more
me.
No more quassia wood for
well,
me.
Well, great. Well, that sounds like you've had a good time then.
Yeah. What about you, man? You got a cool new job.
I got a cool new job. I work at a newspaper now.
Yeah, Laurie's a fucking... He's guy.
I'm the guy.
He's 2012. He's the new millennium.
That's up to date, man.
He's 2001.
It's all right. I don't like having a proper job, though.
Right.
You know, that's horrible.
I think a few people do.
Yeah.
I'd assume.
I'm enjoying doing it for now, but oh gosh, I'd like to quit some other stuff, but it's good.
Do you now have a briefcase?
I've got a suit, the same suit I wear every day. I part my hair the same way every day.
Is it slightly bedraggled?
No.
Like,
no,
oh, you're
pristine.
Shot.
No, yeah,
but like,
yeah.
Have you not got that, like, that the bags under the eyes and the old office 9 to 5?
That's not part of the suit, man. That's just your soul.
Do you wiggle your tie? Sometimes
I've never got why people do it.
They're all, you know, in like when it's like someone smart, it'll show a shot of them coming out of someone, and then they go with like the knot of their tie, and it's like, what did that do? What was the? It was already.
Mate, you wore. I saw you wear a tie for at least 8 years of your life.
Yeah, no, wear a tie. I never did this. That's very visual. You know when they do that thing?
They
like,
swizzle
yeah.
their tie. I'm sure I've seen you do that.
Yeah, I've seen you tie swizzle.
You loosen it or you can like you tighten it or you just set it straight. I mean, I guess you weren't doing much setting
I mean,
straight,
you know, you? Captain W1A.
Yeah, now I know where my tie has to go. Yeah, it's like going into a proper office full of proper people doing quite an intense job. And I feel, you never feel stupider or younger or more lost.
Yeah.
When you show up in that place and you don't know what to do.
Right.
And all these people go, oh, I've got Zurich's on 9. We've got to get him going.
Does
and,
your you know, boss have suspenders?
Yeah, yeah, he is J. Jonah Jameson.
Yeah, does boss. He throw papers on your desk and go, ha, like, what the fuck is this?
We need this by yesterday. No, my editor's really lovely. That's the thing, they're all really nice, but I'm too trapped in my own little,
I can't ask them any questions, because what if they shout
I'll
at me?
I'll make you a Ribena, Patrick.
Yeah, that is why I did spend a long time making Patrick a Ribena.
Is he nice?
He's very particular about the Ribena he
I've
wants.
Heard he's very homophobic. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
No, they're a nice news, they're not one of the nasty newspapers, but we are downstairs from the Dreaded Mail.
So
if
DM.
You want me to just like pop a little turd through their letterbox.
Do you have any like cafeteria crossover with those guys?
One cafeteria for all.
Oh, I'd assume they'd want that.
Same building as the Evening Standard, and I passed George Osborne on the escalator the other day.
Oh, good.
Should have slapped him around his stupid moon face.
Oh, my God, did he just crumble into a pile of ash?
No, he looked past
a window.
He retained an incredibly shiny look that I remember from his time in government.
He looks
so waxy.
He looks like
he's like a wax a melted wax model of a man.
Exactly. I think he looks like like a raisin
sunken in a bit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I think he looks like a raisin man, like sort of like. But no, like critically, not now. What is as if what happened was there was a man.
There
like,
was
not,
a raisin man,
not
a
great
long
man,
time ago.
And that man dried up. In the sun for ease. Yeah, and then someone had to like hydrate him really quickly, so they pumped a bit.
So he's a bit too over moistened.
Yeah, it put something a bit viscous in him. So there's like there's like pustules of like bits where his flesh is sort of slightly out a bit more than the. Yeah, he's like a sort of.
I think he's a very smooth and uniform man, though. He's too smooth. That's my problem with him.
Well, balloons go smooth when you pump them up. And they start
so don't you can't retrofit that into your.
If you pump up a raisin, does it become a grape again?
No.
Does it not?
No, because it's dried out. Well, we're not getting into this now, mate. There's way too much to talk about in this podcast. We can't start these big questions.
Big questions.
But obviously not. That's like saying if you take a dead body and pump it full of blood, would it be a human again?
Well, no, because there's all other sorts of things that dry out from a body. Bits like rot and stuff. Whereas on a raisin, it doesn't rot away, does it?
But it does fundamentally change when you dry it out.
Well, yeah,
like
but
if you dried out a body.
Well, I don't know, because you. All right then. Well, I guess you work for a paper. So
yeah. So you'd fact know. Check this.
What's your bit? Top three story right now, and I'm not saying big ones. I'm just saying, give me the headlines.
Top three stories. Number one, pot shambles.
Oh, great.
Number two, dogs are in.
Dogs
number
are in.
Number three, watch out.
Oh, for
cats
what?
Cats could be in next year.
Oh, fuck
oh,
that.
No. Listen, we got lots to get on to. We got on with pads.
Yeah. Okay. Sweet.
Let's do it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Let's hit it. All right.
Bing, bang, bing, bang, bong.
Everybody dance to the podcast song. Bing, bang, bing, bang, bong. It's a podcast song. Now sing along.
Everybody,
bing, bang, bing, bang, bong. Everybody dance to the podcast song. Bing, bang, bing, bang, bong. It's a podcast song. Now sing louder. Bing, bang, bing, bang, bong. Everybody dance to my podcast song. Bing, bang, bing, bang, bong. Podcast song. Now sing louder. Bing, bang, bing, bang, bong. Everybody dance to the podcast song. Bing, bang, bing, bang, bong. It's a podcast song. Now sing along.
Hold up there, Pat. I want to talk to you about smells.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it's time we branched out a bit from our audio base.
Yeah, from all of
material,
our normal...
and offered a kind of scratch and sniff element.
Oh, okay.
That would be terrible. Smells.
Okay.
Yeah, I was wondering the other day,
yeah.
Right? Because everyone's got their favourite smells. You know, there are some perennial ones that everyone likes.
Yeah.
But
especially dogs.
Well, we just don't really... I don't know, because they're quite hard to transport anywhere. You talk about bottling something, right? It's quite hard to bottle a smell.
Like a ship.
Yeah. You can bottle a ship easy. A smell.
Yeah.
Oh, far more slippery.
They do bottle smells. That's the whole perfume industry.
Yeah, no, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. But not... You couldn't go into a perfume shop and be like, I want my brother's tears. The smell of that, please. Sorry, that was a dark one.
I don't know. I suppose that's very true. Yeah, unless you were... Also, perfume, it smells like perfume.
Yeah, it doesn't smell like the thing,
yeah,
really.
Exactly. I've got a lot of bottled smells there.
I know you do,
essential
yeah.
Essential oils.
And they all don't... Like, arguably, they don't really smell like the thing.
Oh, some of them do. They've done a good job on some
of
them.
Yeah, but, like, sandalwood is one of those things. I don't think I've ever smelled an actual bit of sandalwood.
I don't know what it looks like.
I don't know if it's a thing, even.
Yeah,
I assumed it's a tree called the sandalwood tree.
I think it might be.
Not be.
It's how they make sandals.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, famously.
Yeah, or what they put into it to make them, like, shoe-worthy.
Sorry,
just spat in my eye.
That was how disgusting.
That was how awful.
We'll get you back for the dog slobber earlier. Honestly,
a favourite smell.
Honestly,
okay.
I was thinking about my favourite smell. I just thought it was quite interesting because you can't... It's very hard to transpose them sometimes. For example, a lot of my favourite smells are incredibly tied to, like, you know, like a particular memory.
Because they're evocative. And
like what we talked about before, was it even on this podcast we talked about before, how evocative smells can be.
Yeah.
And you can really get more than a sound or a sight. You can get transported to a particular time and place so clearly by a smell.
What's the synesthesia? No.
Synesthesia. It's sparking off visions. I don't know if that's about memory necessarily. But it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's
when it
kind of engages all the parts of your brain.
Mm.
So, you know, you have like their particular... I mean, food's a really good one, right? You smell one particular whiff of a food.
Mama's cooking.
Yeah. It will take you back. I always think being here in Bethnal Green,
yeah,
like there is an inescapable smell of like beautiful cooking whenever I come home.
Yeah, exactly.
Usually onions frying in
I now know what cumin smells like.
Yeah, exactly. Onions frying in cumin and all those kind of lovely curry spices.
Shallots.
I mean, I don't know about that so much.
That's shallot.
Yeah, that's again, we've done it on this several times. But I'm more curious to be like, what are your favourite smells? Because I bet you've got some good ones. You're quite an olfactory person.
I smell...
That's a good word, isn't it?
Say it again.
Olfactory.
Hello. I smell... Okay, so I... Now... You know this anyway, probably. Yeah. I smell everything.
Yeah, you're like a fucking bloodhound.
As does my brother and my dad. It's like when you see a new thing, it's like it. What?
You have to be like you, your brother, your dad. Always, whenever you see a new thing, you don't look at it. You just pick it up and go.
No, you don't. No, that's what's wrong about it because it sort of is. But like, no, but you know when you get someone's like, oh, hey, check this out. Like, and you look at your first instinct is to look at it, and then you take it from their hands. What? And like, if it's singing, of course, then you'll listen to it. So I don't know about
if it's singing. What your friend goes, I've got this amazing singing
Furby.
Mouse. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. But I don't do that. I do that all the time. Like, someone will pass me a thing and they'll give it, like, all right, have a little look at this. And I'll go, that's a nice little box. And I'll give it a little.
You do a lot of sniffing, but I reckon the object would dictate whether you sniff at it or not.
Well, yeah. What?
If someone gave you, like, a photo of their baby,
yeah,
you'd be like, oh, what a lovely child.
But
the photo smells good too.
Oh, but a photo clearly comes with, like, a one sense that it's meant to be fulfilling. You don't have the weight of a photo in your hand and go, I remember the touch of this photo.
Depends on the photo.
You look at a photo and that's what brings back the memory. But when it's something that's maybe a bit more, it could be anything, you know, someone passes you a, you know, a tennis ball. You know,
what a boring person to be like, hey man, check out this sweet tennis ball.
Yeah, I heard they stopped making these. It's a Slazenger. And you pick it, yeah, and you go, oh, great ball. You'll throw it in your hand, feel the weight of it. You know, check the bounce, check that it's all really yellow and fuzzy. It's all new. Give it a little, You know, just, oh, it smells good. It smells like a tennis ball. Because that's one of your senses that if you don't use... What if one times out of 100, someone hands you something and it just doesn't smell how you expect? Then you go, oh, hang on. Now you've learnt something about that thing.
Or
yeah,
you're having a stroke.
Or, yeah, but that's just toast. That's only with toast.
Not true.
And I don't sniff toast when I've made it.
That's not true. Yeah, but that's because you smell it.
No, it's because I already know what it smells
that's
like.
What I'm saying. No, but you will say you don't sniff it because you can smell it quite strongly when you're making the toast. Right.
Yeah, that's sort of how you know it's toasted.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like you go, I just need another confirmation.
I smell. Yeah, no, it's fair. But I do.
You smell a lot of stuff. I have seen you do it. And particularly when people give you things to investigate. I love
investigating with my nose. Yeah. And I don't even have a great sense of
smell. I was
going to
say, shame, you're not a bloodhound.
Yeah, exactly. I think my sense of smell is probably. No, it's not what it used to be, Laurie.
What is your strongest sense then?
What is my strongest sense?
Yeah.
My heart.
Duty.
Honor. Oh. Oh, I don't know. I'd like to say I've got a good ear.
Yeah.
Because I can put, but that's like, is my hearing actually that good, or is that just because that's the thing I use in my job?
Yeah, I think you can make a point for that being good. Hearing is definitely not very good.
I don't think I've got a great sense of taste. Like, I think I can taste things really vividly, but I'm not one of those guys who can pick something up and be like, oh, it's got, you know, cheese in it. Like, unless it's like you know.
You can't detect the subtle hint
exactly.
of cheese.
This toast and Liam Perrins, there's something with it that's just really, so melt a big sandwich. But like, I don't know. I think my best sense is probably touch. I think I can feel.
Whoa.
I can feel
things. Don't touch me.
Oh, hey.
That means that you've been told.
I know that you're a bit warm today.
Are you one of those... Are you somebody who's been told you've got magic hands before?
Oh, yeah.
By, like, a partner?
Yeah.
There's part of you that always inwardly goes, oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, exactly.
But also...
Very long, spindly
Yeah,
fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I've practiced a lot.
Yeah. Oh, your leg is very thin. And it sort of, like, snakes in, like, boneless. What are we talking about? Smells. So, yeah, I definitely have favourite smells. A lot of them are quite cliche, I think. I think there are ones that are covered by everyone.
We can knock through a lot of those pretty quickly.
Well, yeah, like, okay, like top cliche smells, the one, the freshly cut grass is the first one that's always like, oh, I love the smell. And everyone does it, unless you have really bad hay fever, which I know, like, most people do now.
Yeah, I've got a poor mate this weekend who's suffering.
I'm one of those really lucky people. I don't think I've had it yet, but apparently you have it for, like, a time.
Is that what happens?
I heard
on the grapevine
that you have it. You're either very unlucky and you have it for ages, but typically, if you're not someone who's just had it, like when you're a kid or whatever, there'll be like a 7-year or 8-year period where you have it, and it's like a bell cut, and like it goes, and it gets really bad for a couple of those years in the middle, and then it sort of tails off again.
So it's kind of a thing you catch for a bit, or you know,
you develop that reaction.
How weird! I've not had it yet.
And
I get it really mildly if it's like super pollening out.
Yeah,
but I guess everyone probably does.
Yeah, I think so.
I've never had it like our friend did yesterday, for example. Literally today, this weekend, it's been beautifully sunny.
Yeah, it's been lovely.
First weekend that hay fever sufferers had to worry. But also, great for us grass smell lovers.
Yeah.
Like, they've all just started cutting the grass again around here.
Yeah, exactly.
We live by just like a nice little bit of grass, and we live near the park and stuff. And honestly, the day it happens...
It's amazing.
You want to go run through it.
And if it rains on it... Oh, fuck me.
Tell you what, I mean, rain's a good one as well.
Yeah,
you get rain on hot pavement, on hot tarmac. Oh, yeah. It's so good. You get that kind of like slightly rotty, you know, so it's quite kind of earthy, rotty smell.
Yeah, like hot rain.
Hot rain.
It's a good, like anything. And rain, when it's slightly too warm to be raining.
Yeah.
You're right, because then I think it brings out the smell.
That humidity.
Smells, you know, like the jungle heat.
And similarly, like the smell just before a storm.
Oh.
You smell all that. I think it's ozone, technically, the static in the air.
Oh, my God.
Do you think
you can smell electricity?
I don't think you can, but I think electricity makes stuff that you can smell. Does that make sense?
No. Yes.
I think it sets stuff off happening.
Could you scent it?
Scent electricity? No.
Do you not think?
It's just a flow of electrons, mate.
What if you caught it in a bottle? Lightning in a jar?
Lightning in a bottle. I don't think you can smell it.
Okay, that's fair. But, like, okay, so those are really obvious ones. And then there's ones that are always, like... like we were saying, with bringing back memories and stuff like that, like smelling salts and stuff like that. And there are people who... one of my friends has had hypnosis.
Ooh.
And they used aromatherapy in it that was specified slightly towards them.
Oh, so to evoke things from their past?
Yeah, exactly, because instead of just being like, oh, it's a jasmine candle again, I'd be like, I've never had an experience with that, so it's not going to... But, like, there can be things that, like, if you're trying to think back to that day and you've been, like... I remember the morning that father left again, you know, and he had his coffee, and then they'll be like,
And they'll do like the freshly brewed coffee
for those,
smell.
For those
and all
who
that.
Can't see, which is everyone, Paddy just gestured his hands right out to my face with what looked like, I don't know, it wasn't like a cup of coffee.
Yeah, it's like a good.
A handful
yeah.
of boiling.
And
coffee.
Yeah, and people, and like you use those things because it can help make a memory more clear, or it can help you fall into like, especially if you're like being hypnotized, and the guy's like, and now you're back at your father's wife, and then they put the coffee in your
father's
wife. With their father's wife,
oh, mum,
yeah, that's one, yeah, that's the word.
No, but I'm trying to think. There's a film that's used very. Is it in, even just in Get Out recently? That's sound, isn't it?
It's used to. Like, I haven't seen it.
It's a good hypnosis scene in that film. But yeah, I've heard of that before, and like particularly like, you can use music in that same way. Mm. I've only had it with food though, particularly it's those smells that really do that for you because you know it reminds you of particular meals or times,
yeah.
right?
Thanksgiving dinner. A 1901.
What were you doing in 1901?
Queen Victoria had died that year.
Had she?
And January 22nd, 1901.
That's a great fact for you to have inexplicably at your fingertips.
I know.
Why do you know that specifically?
Ask me another.
What, any king or queen?
Oh, anything.
Any other fact? What's the atomic number?
I'll tell you if I know it or not.
Oh, right. Okay, that's not a skill. You can't... I've got a special talent, which is I know if I know something or not.
You haven't tried it yet.
What's the chemical number of aluminium?
34.
Is it?
I don't know.
No,
could be.
You just said you would know.
Oh, I'd tell you if I didn't know. No, but with that one, I'm not certain I didn't know because there's a split.
So you have
set
no
superpower.
You have set no superpower.
Well, we didn't say superpower. We said that specifically. 1901, yeah. January 22nd. Oh, she died. God, she died. Thus came the end of the Victorian era.
Yes.
Yeah, because she was.
Yes.
Because she was. That's
great.
Why they call
that. Why do you remember what meal set off? Was it you smelling like the roasted partridge that you have every
takes me back to Vicky. Oh, Vicky. God, she sat down a lot. She was a funny goer.
Bet she smelled good.
I bet she didn't.
No, I bet she did.
Didn't everyone? No, hang on. Isn't that a thing? Not with her specifically, but like, didn't everyone?
In olden times, everyone stank.
Like, wasn't that a thing?
Paddy Jones.
It was like,
2K17.
Please, bear with me. Didn't everyone smell bad? And that was just a thing because there were less washing things, right? Bear with my bad English at the moment. I'm trying to work out sentences. And so the rich people who could afford perfume, like, they still smelled bad. They just covered themselves in stuff that was, like, sickly sweet and made this other kind of quite rotten smell. So the smell of wealth was actually the combined smell of, like, still rank. Everything's still rank, like, right? Because nothing was clean, right?
Wasn't it?
No! I don't know, maybe...
Do you think we invented cleaning in the last 50 years?
Yeah,
we invented washing
the
50s in the last
are really
50
kicked
years.
Off. No, everyone washed, but I'm saying, like, there was definitely a time... Where, you're looking at me so great. No,
yeah.
I think this
is going to prove my point and why this is a good thing to talk about.
And so, like, the fucking...
You're not right. You guys assert you're right about this.
No, I'm not asserting I'm right.
With your time-travelling nose.
I think it's a thing. I think that there was a... And you know, what were the guys called in France? France, they got the big white hair, the white makeup and the pink cheeks and all that.
Well, like the Georgian period-y thigh, like, you know...
Yeah,
like,
those guys.
Sort of, you know,
going around. I don't know why I know this. Apparently, they all still smelled disgusting, but they were, like, lathered in really expensive perfumes and oils and stuff. They just covered the smell, right?
Okay.
Why did everyone still smell like shit? I don't know.
I think you're starting from a very faulty precept there, Pads, which
Cleopatra.
I don't think everyone always... Yeah, she smelled great.
Apparently smelled great. She bathed in milk, right? Yeah. Milk and honey.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you smell weird bathing in milk?
It was for her skin, though. I doubt she just had an everyday bath in a big vat of milk and then
she
just
had to have a shower off.
And
bit
then
of
just
links.
toweled it off.
Bit of Sphinx. That's what they call it.
They probably used some water as well.
They probably used water, but they didn't
just
have water
think,
that was as clean.
I don't think people necessarily smell better today. Maybe the general public do. But yeah, not like, I think Queen Victoria probably smelled fucking good. Because she would have had a bath every day. A hot bath every day with soap.
Yeah, but what but?
But what?
But I don't know.
What would be
just,
worse about it?
I just don't know, man.
That'd be fucking
think...
ridiculous. What account is there? There's no one who was alive 200 years ago and today who's gone, yeah, no, they smell way better today. There are accounts of people being like, over-perfumed. Sure, I know. That's definitely a thing.
Yeah.
You're right. And I think
and like,
there was probably more of a thing of like, just like... blitzing yourself with stuff.
But then,
I think people still smelled good.
But then, isn't there a point where your body starts to clean itself and like make its own smell? That's not, because a person's smell.
It's not a good smell necessarily.
A person's smell is a really difficult thing to define.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
I think, and like that's something that I was speaking to Benny about.
Unless it's my old gran.
Unless it's gran.
Fags and death.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you can really smell the hospice.
Yeah. I mean, that is a smell.
That is a hospital.
That's one of my... Particularly, like, death... what they call them?
Death hospice.
Death hospice.
A hospice.
Hospice, well, there's another word. Convalescent home.
Oh, yeah. Something like that.
There is a real smell in those places. Because
it's medical mixed with homeliness.
I think there's also probably something quite grim about just like the number of people that die there. There's probably a lot of poop and
tricky
stuff and
that
they can never quite get rid of. So there's a lot of it. Yeah, you're right. That, but it's the mixture of disinfectant and antiseptic with
that brings
something
back so much
something
for me.
Underneath that's like you can smell the thing behind it that it was covering up.
Yeah.
Just
exactly. And like almost, and then you know when something bad has happened because you can sort of smell ammonia.
That's not a good smell.
No, not a good smell. But brings back, I've got that vivid, I've spent so much time in hospitals. Like it's just like, and I remember operations and the different smells around them and stuff like that. That's a really interesting one.
Can you remember the smell of the, I can remember really clearly the, not like the whole experience, but the first whiff of, knockout gas.
Knockout gas, yeah. And the gloves, the dentists as well. Like, you know when a dentist opens it
and you can gloves, taste, smell it.
You can taste, smell it, exactly. And you're trying to, like, be cool and think about other things.
But it's so weird and out of place, isn't it? That sensation.
Oh, absolutely. That was, those kind of places. But, like, also, do you reckon, and there's the obvious thing that's like, oh, when you die, you shit yourself or whatever.
Yeah.
But do you reckon when you die, ignore the shit and ignore that?
I'd find it hard.
Do you reckon you immediately smell slightly different? Or do you reckon something comes off you in a way?
What, in the instant between you dying and not dying?
Yeah, like I'd say give it a minute.
No.
You think nothing at all?
No.
Like that last breath or whatever doesn't smell different from the... I don't know.
your dying that, breath, and that. You just get that... It's like this thick garlic
stick.
Cloud.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you shouldn't have had the... Well, pizza breakfast,
I guess I shouldn't have ordered the starter.
I should have had that puttanesca.
Death.
And then, you smell better. No.
But maybe that's what the 21 grams thing, you know, there's the, like your soul leaves whatever. Maybe that's 21 grams. It's just 20. It's a literal weight of 21 grams of smells that are like, wow, I've got no place here anymore.
Because smells, of course, are sentient beings.
Yeah, exactly. Little guy. They always are in adverts. They're always
that
like,
is true.
It's always like the little garbage man who's like,
ah! Oh, the little Adam Buxton voiced it's like, extra advert, and they're all like, yeah, oh, that is all chips.
Yeah,
I'm making your dog smell
down
bad.
That. Yeah, exactly.
None of that.
I reckon there is a smell of death. I reckon you can smell, but maybe it is shit.
I think it's, I think it's associated. But that's the weird thing about smell, because smells are physical things.
Yeah.
Right? It's actual.
You can hold a smell, technically. You could hold a smell.
I was trying to make a serious point.
Oh, okay.
That's not true.
No, but like the particle. You could.
So what a smell is in your nose. You've got all these little sensors. I think this is right. This might be like my, you know, those things
like
with
GCSE science.
You learn these ways of looking at the world, and then you learn as soon as you do the A level. It's like, no, that's complete shit.
Mm.
That's just what we tell tiny children who can't understand, you idiot.
A little smellless.
So
dicks.
Anyone who knows better, tell us, please. Right. I might have got this wrong, but I think it's you got all these little like sights in your, the same way that taste works, inside your nose.
Yeah,
that's the way.
That's
in your nose.
The big guy. Yeah,
and the little particles of whatever the thing is on the air, they will have a little group of, you know, atoms or a little molecule on the end, which I think it literally, like, it flits over the right bit of your nose and it, like, slots in and your nose goes, bing, 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 that's a thing.
And works.
Yeah, and so I think your actual...
That's super weird, man.
So I think, so there's stuff that smells the same.
Yeah.
Because it's got the same active side. So another one of these cliches, right, where we're on the topic, is old book smell.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a beautiful, lovely smell, but everyone likes it because it's nice.
And I think also lots of people like it because it's a thing. Like, it's a... Like,
what do you mean?
Like, I think it's like... I don't know. The smell of old books is absolutely delicious, but I think maybe I look forward to the smell of old books even more because so many people think that the smell of old books is delicious. It's like, it's because it's a cliche, and I've heard, oh, the smell of old books, and you walk into a big, you know, famous library, and you go, oh, it smells, oh, the smell of old books. Yeah,
books,
Alexandria or whatever. And I and that's the, and I don't know, I think you can also enjoy a smell more because it's like widely regarded as such a great, like,
I know what you mean. I know, smell, it's a lot, you know? It's a lot easier to buy into it when it's like a, there's like a, it's a bit like, yeah, it's a bit like a grass, like we said before, and petrol is one we'll always talk about. Petrol's delicious, but it's because it causes such a strong reaction. People love it or hate it, and I think then you go, oh, now I have an opinion. Oh, in fact, the mecca of smells,
yeah,
if we're talking about it, is actually mowing the lawn. With a petrol
mower.
Lawnmower.
A broken one.
So yeah, you have to. And you get like a big whiff
of
petrol.
Dripping and you've oil, and you've got like those gardener's gloves on, and a bit of oil on them.
That whole roughage. In fact, that gardener glove smell. It's a really good one. We'll come back to that.
And probably, you're wearing, because you're mowing, you're probably wearing some really old clothes that you
belong
had.
Belong to Gran.
Yeah,
he's dead
Gran's,
now.
You know, and you took them from the hospice.
No. I was going to say about the books, though.
Yeah.
That's really interesting, because they are, there's some compound in old paper that when it breaks down,
right,
it's the same thing that vanilla gives off. The same chemical, or like a very similarly structured chemical.
Wow.
So they hit the same bits of your nose.
Does it taste the same then?
Probably, because this
is something I don't... That
I think
I
taste
don't...
is more involved, isn't it?
Yeah, but like, isn't there that thing that's like, smell and taste are so intertwined, and like with wine tasters where they're always like, you know, and they always have a good bloody go on it. Like, isn't there that thing that, like, actually your taste is just more your smell? I'm not being very scientific, but, like, it's more to do with your smell than
your tongue. I think
you're
right. I think the actual pure essence of, like, flavour.
Yeah.
Of, like, is it sweet? Is this?
Mm.
Might be a lot to do with your smell. But then there's more to a food tasting nice than the pure flavour.
There's texture and there's all those sort of...
Mouthfeel. And the different...
Umami.
The ratios of different umami, sweet, sour, whatever it's hitting. Oh, I mean, gone for ages.
Like,
mate.
Dave has no sense of smell.
Yeah.
Who was on our radio show, one of our good mates, and he can't taste anything. Like, jack shit. He describes it as...
like really strong stuff.
But he says it's probably about 5%, like, he can tell what something is a bit, but he... Oh, because I think he lost his sense of smell.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. I don't know how. I mean, yeah. But, like, so he can't do any of that, and he just can't taste anything, and I think that's really weird. Like, so many people are like, oh, my favourite food or my favourite taste and stuff like that, but actually, surely it's all about the smells. It's all about the fucking smells.
I don't know. Oh, God, I wish we were cleverer, Paddy.
I think we are cleverer.
Than what?
Well, I don't know. You tell me.
Than we were before this podcast.
Well, that's it. I mean, but, like, all cliche ones. Do you have any, like, fucking weird guys?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think if there are any more good cliches we're missing off before we... I mean, you're a big fire fan. I'm
fucking
thinking, like wood smoke.
I'd say that's my favourite
smell.
But,
like, slightly damp wood smoke?
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, you're a smoky guy.
I love smoky guys. But it's specifically... Like, I love the smell of fireplace and stuff like that. But, like, I think it is bonfires. It is a bonfire. It's got loads of fucking... It's got twigs and branches.
It's
got leaves on
it.
It's got big logs.
Slightly rotting wood. Always in November. It's cold out as well.
Anything that crackles.
Yeah.
And, like... As,
that's not a smell, though.
It's very different to cigarette smoke. Because
yeah.
I can't really smell cigarette smoke that much anymore because I'm just fucking I'm blitzed with
in
it.
In a cloud.
Yeah, but tell you what I can smell. Sweet, sweet vapes.
Sweet is the word for those.
Yeah, I know. It's this one. This flavour's a bit too. But, like, I think with bonfire, it absolutely encases you because you're covered in charcoal or whatever.
That's, like, the nicest thing about it is when you get home and your coat still smells of it.
Yeah,
and you're, like, your
thick
hair.
Smoke.
Yeah.
Like, you almost look different because you've been, like, coated in this thing.
Right, I think you're getting a bit too close.
And I think, just when you're taking a cock out and it's, like, you know, and it's all over it. And
it's
you're
glistening
just,
in wood smoke
exactly,
sweat.
It's coughing everywhere. You know, I love that. And some people I know, they're like, oh my god, you smell like fire. And some people are like, oh my god, you smell like a bonfire.
Please come close.
Yeah, exactly.
A similar one is sea salt. And obviously, the sea smells amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the sea is like such a complex, like the sea side.
Hot salt.
Is like,
as well.
Hot salt.
Hot salt.
No.
Yeah. Boiling salt, like if you boil
okay,
salt.
Shut up.
Hot salt.
Get out of here.
Like,
I want
gritty.
A sensible conversation about
Sorry.
Smells. And you're coming in here with
sea
boiling
salt.
Yeah, sea which salt. Got a boiling point of probably like
Chris
900 Ingles. Degrees. Chris Ingles do smell good.
Yeah, they do
Christmas
smell
is a whole smell.
Yeah, mulled wine.
But sea
Sorry.
Salt. So like, not only have you got the sea, and you've got sea water, and
yeah.
then like the kind of stuff rotting on the beach, and seaweed,
yeah.
and like that wet sand smell. Gran.
Memories of Gran.
The beach for too long again.
She's dried up by the sea like an old hammock.
I'll be fine. Just leave me here.
Yes, I'll get on with. Whoops.
She's like a figurehead, like with like limpets all over. God, poor Nan.
Oh.
And that. Plus, go for a swim, get all salty, and then your hair smells fucking amazing.
It almost cracks a bit.
Oh, you get it? Yeah, it's really weird. It gets really rigid. Yeah. And also, some people hate that smell, I discovered.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty universal.
I thought so too. But
even as a man who fears the sea, just that's... I have a healthy fear of the sea. I love the smell of it.
Healthy love of the smell.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I had the same thing of coming back, I think, to see a girlfriend, having been in the sea, and her being like, oh, you stink. And I'm like, what? This is the most amazing smell. Yeah. I'm going to just sniff myself for the next half an hour.
I remember the smell of, May, Laurie and I both lived in Oxford for a very long time, and on May Day, everyone goes to this place called Rainbow Bridge, and you jump off into the river, and everyone goes for a little swim.
I've never done it.
I've never jumped off the bridge, actually. I've never jumped off the bridge on May Day. I'm too scared. I've never done it on that day because there's
it's
a lot
so
of people.
So shallow as well.
But yeah, exactly. But you go for a little swim in the river, and everyone gets a bit there, and then all the pubs stay open all night, so that then you go from the bridge, which you've done at sunrise, and then everyone goes back to the pub. And the smell of the wheat sheaf. Filled with 100 or so, like, and it's not big enough for that matter. People who've all just been in a river
in the Thames
and have been smoking and drinking all night. It's obviously rank. It's fucking rank.
Wet
but
dog.
That day, you feel like you want to hug everyone. You want, and you all smell rank, and someone's got a leaf behind their ear, and it smells of frog. You know, it's that sort of thing. That is a smell that I don't think I like. But I love it. Like, I love the...
You don't like the actual smell, but you love...
Exactly.
What it... The evocation of
the
it.
The evocation of what that brings.
I think you're right. I think that's the nice thing about smells. Mm. Man, it's just... I mean, I wish you could kind of bottle them up and take them with you.
Well, you can't... Like put like that the movie. Perfume. Perfume. Scene
oh,
perfume.
Yeah? Remind me how he does that.
It was a book. He's a perfumist. A sommelier, whatever, you know. call him a sommelier.
He's not a sommelier.
Yeah, he's like a chef, but for smell.
Yeah.
Right? And he makes all these...
Specifically spreading perfume.
I think he's like Chanel or something, and he makes all these things. Also, Chanel No. 5. Don't know what it is. Most famous smell
of all
time. Oh,
you can smell that,
I don't know what smell that is.
In fact, my gran had that, so I can... It smells of her.
What is it of? Is it roses?
It's just like a floral...
Is it flowers?
Yeah, I couldn't describe it. It smells like Chanel.
Yeah, that's the thing. They've made their right... Anyway, like, I think that's amazing. So he is making all these smells, and he makes amazing perfumes out of flowers, and he makes them out of trees, and out of, you know, grass.
But he's got a talent to be able to... That's it. He can, like, take anything...
And fruit, and
distill the smell.
Yeah, and he can be like, oh, and he can smell someone and be like, oh, it's because of violet. Like, you smell like that. And then you can give the person who's in love with you that smell or whatever. And then I think the kicker, spoilers... But no, I mean, no one's going to watch it. Is I think basically he starts killing people because he finds like a bunch of courtesans who smell the best in the world. He can't work out why they're like that. They ooze sexuality and that sort of thing. So he kills them, covers them in like wax. And then as they rot, the wax, like, absorbs... This might be a lie. I think that...
This doesn't sound science.
No, but
I like
it might not
like
even be in the film. I'm realising at this point. Like, this might just be a holiday.
You watch half of it. You snorted a load of petrol.
So it, like, seeps into the wax. And then he makes this thing. And then he starts selling this perfume that people love. Because they're like, how is it so... It just reminds me of... It takes me back to this time when I was young and I was, you know,
shagging
frivolous
everyone.
And I was all this. And it's because he's killing the hookers and bottling them up. Yeah, and then, oh man, and it's super weird, but he makes the best smells of the world because he manages to distill what a person smells like. And that, I think, is basically what we're all looking for. I think that all these smells we like because of someone, I almost think. Like, I think people come into what I like. I like the smell of all of my friends, I think, bar two of them. I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah, okay, I guess I would be pretty mean if you just told... If you outed them for a poor smell out of the podcast.
And I mean, they don't listen. Who does? Who does these days, darling? But, like, no, but they're... And I don't know what it is about them. It doesn't make me less friendly towards them.
No.
And they're still very valued friends. But I assume it must be, like, circumstantial. It must be something about their work environment or what they work with or something like that I'm not on board with.
Yeah, sure.
Whereas actually what they smell like as a person is probably lovely. Because I think you learn someone's smell through spending time with them. And that's when you start to not notice it as much. Like your own smell, you can't smell yourself, apparently. Like, yeah. You can smell if you smell bad, but that's because a result has happened. You can't smell your own...
Sounds like you shit yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
A result has
occurred. Yeah, so I'm just going to go for a little result. But that you can't smell yourself, and it's like, I now don't really know what you smell like. I know that you smell nice.
Thanks, man.
And
you
like
too.
You do. Like, it's just a thing. I know that Zach smells nice, and I know that Benny smells nice.
You smell him every day before I smell you leave for work.
I know Johnny smells really well because I share a bed with him all the time on tour. And like he smells, and it's like that comfort thing, because now I associate his smell with you finish the gig, you're back at the hotel, you've probably had a couple of drinks, you've had a nice time.
Had a quick, you know, yeah. Post-gig ritual in inverted commas.
Yeah, exactly. A little result.
Yeah, you know. A little result for both of you.
A compromise, we call it. And so...
Negotiated to a compromise.
I definitely... And it's like... Benny's a really good example. Benny's my girlfriend. And, like, one of my favourite smells in the world is her, but also, at the moment...
That's pretty
lovey-dovey, but,
pretty
like, lame, but at the moment, it's particularly, like, her hair... Because she's got these amazing braids, and she uses these, like, what she calls a pomme de terre.
Don't pretend you don't know the word. You said it before the podcast recording.
But you said I said it wrong, and then I've confused which one.
I thought you were talking about pomade, which is, like, hair gel.
It's not hair gel.
No.
It's a pomade.
Which is a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Yes. French, it's like, oily...
Well, sort of. It's like an unction.
Yeah.
And she, like, she scoops this stuff, and she, like, rubs it into the stuff. I don't know what it is. It's got a mentholiness to it, like a tea tree, I guess, to it. But also, like, it's fruity, but also it smells like a salve. And
She makes all her own cosmetics and stuff, doesn't she?
It's fucking incredible. She's so good with smells and stuff. I've got all of these oils I mentioned earlier. She taught me how to make beard oil.
That is something so... I mean, a bit like perfume, actually.
Yeah.
There's something so attractive about that guy's job and about what Benny does. Is like, understanding what the different aspects are and being able to make the thing that smells most like what you want it to.
Yeah.
That really evades me a lot of the time.
It's like having a really good ear. And being able to be like, oh, I know what this song needs to sound like, and being able to hear different things and be like, I think it's completely undervalued. Like, I know, I always make that bollocks joke that everyone makes when buy a bottle of wine.
Oh, here we go.
And they're like, someone pours you a glass and it was like £4 from the shop, and you smell it and you're like, oh, it's red, you know, I think it's, you know, and you make some shit
favorite
joke
favourite of
about,
dads in restaurants.
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah, definitely, exactly. And it's like, I know nothing about wine. I can't tell you if a wine is good or bad. And whether it's... I think I can tell you if it smells nice to me, but I feel like I'm getting it wrong. I feel like there are inherently ones that are good and bad.
I think that's actually the fallacy of wine sniffing, is I think you're meant to be looking for certain things.
Right.
You're not like, I can judge how nice this wine
tastes. Like lumps.
Yeah, you go, very lumpy today. No, you're going like, oh, I can smell the blackberries. Like, they're a little, you know, a bit like the taste thing. I think when you do that, you get like a little hit of something.
Yeah.
Rather than going, yes,
yeah,
I smell the fact that this is going to taste like wine.
Yeah.
And that's why you talk about having a really trained nose. It's about picking up really tiny, tiny things. But I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm like, it smells like wine. Great.
Exactly.
Oh, it tastes nice.
It doesn't even smell like grapes.
No.
That's the weird thing. I don't know what grapes smell like.
You just want a glass of Schlur.
Wouldn't you have a grape? Grapes don't really have a smell.
No.
That's weird, isn't it?
They do.
Considering they make the thing that everyone uses the smell for, I don't think I can smell grapes.
It's a very subtle smell. They do smell.
Do they, though? They smell of grapes.
They're not as strongly of grapes.
It's like
sweet, small fruit.
I suppose it's like that thing in philosophy that, like, you know, when you move backwards through, you can be like, describe this thing and describe this thing, and eventually you end up with a building block that you can't go backwards from. Like the example that we would like describe the sun. Well, it's this and it's this and it's this, and eventually you will get to
sense experience.
It's right? Yellow.
It's
hot, and that'll still take you back to eventually a colour or something like that that you can't go anywhere.
Think about it's like smells as well, and you can't. There's very little you can say about a smell other than it smells like.
It smells like X, another smell.
Yeah. And yet those smells are so... Oh, mate, this is... Look at this.
But you can...
Let's move into smell cast.
But then... Totally. But then you can, like you were saying earlier about a place, you can smell something and be like, it smells like summertime.
It smells of that exact thing.
And people can then imagine that smell
day.
That, oh, mate, that is madness. And I've reverse engineered with a bit of this because now I know certain smells from things that smell like things. Like all these oils. I've never seen a geranium. I don't know what a geranium... But I now know exactly
if
what a geranium...
If you smell that out in the wild...
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, that's a geranium. I can now recognise...
Yonder geranium!
I can recognise a geranium. I don't know what an ylang-ylang is. I assume it's some
tree,
kind of...
I think.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure.
I thought it was like a lemon. Like a big, like a leman, like I thought it was like a low hanging fruit, and it's an
that. Mate, I tell you what, a low hanging fruit is. That is that joke.
That is.
How meta is that?
Oh shit, me man. But yeah, like, and now I've made all my own beard oils, and they all smell nice because they remind me of things. And
it's a plant.
I've never seen.
It is actually quite a hanging down yellow flower.
There we fucking go.
I think it is a tree.
But there you go. Like, I now like all of these things, but because I associate them with things, although I've never even seen them, half of them.
No.
And I think that's...
Sandalwood. What is sandalwood?
That's what you said.
Everything I have is smells of sandalwood.
Exactly. Or cedarwood. Yeah. Is, well, I know what's...
Cedar,
but
tree,
I know...
Though, yeah.
God, I know my cedars from my, you know... Amaryllis.
Listen, look, I think we've done some good work here, perhaps.
Yeah.
I've got a question for you, though. Right.
Okay.
Now you got to bear with me a little bit.
Are we stirking on smells?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Cool. Oh good. I thought you were.
This is a smell cast.
You gave me a look as if it was like we'll move on from the smell thing. And I was like, no.
Because we talked about our favourite smells. I want to ask you what your favourite smells are, but there's a catch. No,
a sabbat in the loom.
You got it. You're gonna have to
sting in the tail.
Sting in the tail.
The turn of events.
Oh, walking the road. Bear with me on this because it's gonna get a bit weird.
Great.
Right. You're aware of the fantastic Radio 4 series, Desert Island Discs.
Yeah, with old Kirsty.
Old Kirsty.
Yeah. What a woman. I've been on it.
No, you haven't.
Nah, that's a lie.
That is literally. I wondered how long
you'd. You'd believe
I love
me.
That show, and I honestly think appearing on Desert Island Discs is the only barometer of success in the whole world.
Oh, that's really cool.
British success, mostly, but success.
Yeah. Very specific radio
I,
for
I am
success.
So... If I ever get invited on that show, I'm done. I'm retiring. That's it.
I think you'll be on it.
I mean, got to do something first.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think you will.
You're on course.
Yeah, I'll be on it tomorrow. Right. Well, I won't.
You won't.
That's a lie.
But, okay, bear in mind this show.
Yeah.
What if... Imagine a world where... You could also, in addition to like your iPod on the beach, you could also get like 3 jars of your favourite smells, which never ran out, that somehow washed up on the beach with you. What would those 3 smells
desert
be?
Desert Island Sniffs.
Desert Island Whiffs.
Whiffs. Whiffs.
Desert Island Whiffs.
Oh, okay.
What would be your desert
wait,
island?
Wait, am I choosing 3 or choosing 1? Because on Desert Island Discs, just in case people don't listen to it,
I mean,
who doesn't? Come on,
go to that podcast.
Basically,
a lot better than
yeah, is that you go to Desert Island and Kirsty is there or something, and she talks to you, and she's like, "Hey, choose 7."
How are you not explaining Desert Island Discs?
7.
Right?
She's like, "Choose 7 songs." Right?
Yeah.
You're on the island. You get the work of Shakespeare as a book,
the Bible,
and you get the Bible as a book, and you're allowed one luxury, isn't it?
Like,
and people are like, "Oh, a toothbrush," or like an egg or whatever.
One egg.
And you assume that you're going to survive, but then you choose... Is it one song?
Yeah.
That would be the song...
The format for the show is that it's 6 songs or 7 songs that define your life, or piece of music, actually.
Yeah.
More accurately.
So I've got to choose 3 smells.
3 smells. But this is in the same vein, right? It doesn't have to be like, chocolate. Like, it can be this on this day, or this thing that will remind me of this thing.
Yeah, okay.
Or like...
Do I have to have smelled it?
If you want to have dealt it, then how do you need to have smelled it? Probably. Otherwise, it's probably quite meaningless. Unless you're going to be like Mars. Just have always wanted to know what it smells
deep
like.
Space.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you could... Yeah, no, yeah. Yeah, no, you probably do have to have smelled
like,
it.
Like, you just
you?
Go disgusting and be like, Alicia Vikander's armpit. Yeah. I need that
bottle. No, bottled. But there could be something... There could be something in being like, I want a smell that I've never smelled before so that I had something to do on the
what
island.
What if it's shit?
Try and work out what it is.
What if you get it and it's like...
Mystery smell.
Or it reminds you of like
reminds
a particularly
me of
bad night in your life.
A particularly great survival guide I once read.
Yeah, I want.
It smells just like Bear Grylls. Yeah, what is it he used
Bear
to
Grylls
do?
Bear Grylls' typeface.
Yeah, exactly. He's a wanker, isn't he?
Oh, he's a Tory, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, he's probably and he cheats on his wife.
Oh, does he?
Well, I don't know that.
Wow.
That's.
Wow. All right, no, but come on. What are your 3 desert island smells?
Oh,
and
shit.
And we'll narrow them down to 1.
There's. I know that there's like fringe ones that I'm probably not going to pick. Like, I love the smell of dim sum, and I love the smell of. A lot of it is soup.
Yeah.
Tom yum and hot and sour.
Yeah.
And then we're all wonton soup. Brilliant. I'm all over it. I don't know, man. I mean, bonfires would be my big one, but let's go no cliche.
Yeah,
no
cliche
for a person.
All the aforementioned, not included.
Nothing we've said before. Okay,
Ah, I mean, Benny's hair again. But
I was going to say, would you take that one? I think that's a good one. Well, I think that's a really good one.
Okay, that's in my three.
I mean, it would suck.
But has she died?
Well, that's the thing I was going to say. In this scenario, like, is it?
Was she on the boat? What happened to the boat?
Maybe you never knew. Either way, we're assuming this happened like tomorrow. What? I think either way, as in we were assuming this shipwreck would happen tomorrow.
Okay,
this doesn't always have to be
around. Are we both on the boat?
Ooh, interesting.
Is Harry on the boat?
No, separate boats.
Who? Separate boats.
Is who on the boat?
Harry on the boat. Isn't that not what it's called? Is Harry on the boat? Isn't that a thing? Is Harry on the boat?
What?
Is Harry on the boat?
Isn't that a thing? I'm genuinely... I'm 50-50 now. Right. I was sure at the start.
Circle back.
Is Harry on the boat?
Circle
it sounds
back.
Like a thing.
Circle back.
Are we both on the boat?
I don't know.
Are we on the same island?
No.
Oh, we have different islands?
Yeah, obviously.
Are they nearby?
No.
Okay, so I can't see you.
No.
Will you one day visit
you're getting bogged down in details,
mate. Oh, no, okay, I'm getting pedantic, but I just need to know the parameters before I decide this. Because if it's a smell I have to share with you on an island, I'm not going to be like,
You're
oh,
on
it smells
own.
Like my
I'm
girlfriend.
You went, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. That's the point I'm making. These are deeply personal.
Okay.
Only for you.
Benny's
you on your
hair,
own on an island.
Mate,
yeah.
Is one of them.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Okay. Yeah, I think it is because it reminds me of love, and also it smells good, and
it's going to
make me
sad.
It's going to make me sad and lonely, and it'll be the end of me.
Great.
Yeah. So but that's good. That's a powerful smell that can do that. It's better than being like, oh, toast. You know.
Oh, toast would be good though.
Yeah, but yeah.
I would endeavor, toast is a dangerous one. Even if it's like a desert island, I would be making wheat.
You'd be well.
By week six.
Yeah, would you?
And just to be able to make bread and then toast.
You think it's just a big Minecraft island, isn't it, that you'd be living on?
Is that not how it works?
Yeah.
Can I not just dig for wood? And
yeah, is that you just punch a tree until
find a creeper,
until your arm falls off?
Become friends, yeah. All right, what, number two?
Fucking hell. Okay. Oh. I'm going to go classic. I'm going to go fruity, because fruit smells good, right?
Fruitella.
Mate, blood oranges.
Blood oranges.
You know that I love a blood orange.
No, I know that. Describe for me, in some words, the difference of smell between a blood orange and any other orange.
Oranges smell different. You know that, right?
Do they?
Yeah, fucking totally, man.
How?
We even said Chris Dingle earlier and you didn't bat an eyelid.
There's more going on with Chris Dingle, man.
Yeah, you got cloves.
Than just an orange. Cloves, candle,
yeah,
wax.
Yeah, candle, dolly mix.
The old priest.
Yeah,
musty
exactly.
Old priest.
Yeah, for thurribles.
The smell of Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. Christ, yeah. No, different oranges. No, blood orange is the best, but like, you know, like some oranges smell like much...
Okay, what you're saying is you're just saying oranges smell different. What are the differences?
Okay, oranges from Seville. Right, Seville orange used to make marmalade.
Yeah.
They smell more bitter and more pithy.
Bollocks!
Absolutely true.
You just used two words to reply to the taste.
Bitter and pithy. They smell. You can smell bitterness. You can smell.
I can smell it on you.
Smell my Sanderson throat specific mixture. You'll be Kwasia Wooding all the way to the gym, my friend. Only put on some muscles to kill the guy who made it. Like it's.
That's good. I heard that.
So, yeah, I didn't know where I was going with the second half of the sentence. That's what I did there. So, like, that smell. A blood orange's smell,
yeah.
It's not as sweet. It's not as instantly juicy orangey when you smell it. It's slightly drier and it's slightly sourer.
Is it?
And it's a bit more, what's called when something's a bit more concentrated? It's a bit more concentrated.
My question is this the inside of a blood orange, though?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, okay, I can get that.
Oh,
I thought
sorry,
you meant, like,
I should
a
have...
Whole
well, surely if I said the smell, like, I get
because they
orange.
All smell the same, right?
Yeah.
An unpeeled, intact orange.
I don't know.
Smells pretty.
I
maybe micro-differences.
Micro-differences. I think you could...
Yeah, but again, there's some substance in orange peel, which is the thing that makes it smell like that. I think it's limonene.
That sounds
fruit.
Linoleum.
But then I guess an orange smells a lot different to a lemon.
Absolutely,
okay, no,
and a lime.
This.
Yeah,
I'll
and also
this.
Different types of that. You know that, like a fucking one of the little Christmas oranges,
clementine or something.
There you go, or tangerine.
Satsuma.
And like the skin on that, it doesn't give off much.
Easy peeler.
There you go. Oh. Like it doesn't give off much. It's much more like shwip. Okay, that skin's gone, and we're into the orange.
Actually, right? There's less of it.
Whereas you know when James is making cool cocktails and stuff like that, and he makes a good old fashioned,
and he
uses those big fucking thick oranges.
Yeah, and he lights it.
And he lights it. And he does the that.
because all the essential oil flies off.
And that's
it.
What I'm saying. I think that's limonene is the essential oil.
That's what it is, maybe. Well, you could check on one of my... but,
oh, yes.
Like, I've got mandarin over there. Which, but there you go. You can buy mandarin one, you can buy tangerine one, or, you know, all
yeah,
that.
But that's marketing to
that
idiots.
That is marketing to idiots. Yeah, that's why I bought them. They're very cheap, in fairness.
No, okay, so but
I think
orange.
Blood orange specifically, and it's got this smell, because also... I go on about blood oranges all the fucking time.
You do. I'm
and
very bored.
I haven't eaten a blood orange in years. I don't know where you buy them.
Supermarket.
No, apparently not. Apparently not, Laurie. They're not just readily available.
Waitrose.
And like and Tropicana, they used to do a blood orange juice. Can't fucking buy it here, can you?
No.
You can only
I'm
buy...
I'm quite bored of this bit of the podcast, you can, just talking about... Buy, again, but, again, you're talking about blood oranges.
Ah, yeah, but I just want that smell. I want
time.
That smell all the fucking time.
So a big
time.
Bottle of, like... Blood orange pulp.
Juice. It's just like... Oh,
yeah, but you can't drink it.
No, I don't mind.
Yeah, but would that not be infuriating, having that smell and then not having a blood orange to eat?
Well, I mean, less infuriating than having the smell of my loved one.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you like... are picking some psychological torture for yourself.
Yeah.
And the song you pick is, you know, so Message in a
the
Bottle.
The lullaby she sang for the last
no,
time.
No, Message in a Bottle by the Police. Oh, yeah, every exactly. day reminding you of Anne Sting's fucking voice. All right, yeah. Now, those are two good ones. Mm. What's number three?
I'm gonna try
smooth it. Smell.
I want
zero.
No, I want a memory one because I feel like both of them are things that I've just smelled and gone like, oh, gross.
Your girlfriend is just a thing you smell.
Yeah, she's just a big old smell to me. Smellsy, I call her. God, I love her. And no, I've got. What's my biggest smell, man? I've got one. Oh, this is gonna sound weird, but I don't think it is weird, and might even be crossing into a cliche, but not
okay.
quite. In the
Hit me up.
When I was a kid. When I lived with my dad, we had a tumble dryer.
What?
Right. Yeah, right. They're like a washing machine, but backwards. Okay.
Like, what do you mean, like, backwards?
Yeah, like, they do. The washing machine puts it in, the tumble dryer pulls it out. That's the song.
No. Wow.
It's got a big
this
pipe.
Is going to be one of those stories.
It's got like a nozzle that, yeah.
And it's called Nunu.
Yeah.
And your dad, you knew, did the tumble dryer dance
yeah,
every
exactly.
day. And the smell of Nunu's oil.
Yeah, like, okay, but, like, the specific, so this dryer, right? Hmm. I think that. Everyone likes, like, you know, the smell of fresh laundry because I guess it's the smell of whatever thing you put in your laundry.
Yeah, it's
and it's like, oh, and the windows are open and it's billowing
yeah.
You know. And springtime, that's what they always are like, smell of spring. And so, but what Dad used to do is, like, he'd put on, like, a massive fucking tumble dry load and it goes for, like, an hour or something like that. And I knew when he put it on, right? And so just when it ended, I'd get there before him. And what I'd do is I'd open the tumble dryer when it's literally, the air has just stopped. It's just stopped spinning, so it's still a bit of motion. Open up, get your head in there. Get it. Get
you
it
so
right
star
in.
For entertainment.
The combination
oh
of perfectly clean, lovely stuff with all those smells
yeah.
going on. Also, still the residual smell of your like the your loved ones because it's their clothes,
right?
Right. But also, it's hot air. That hot, clean air.
Oh my god, that sounds unpleasant.
Being at like, I think the
sounds
smell of like a laundrette where everyone's like sat by the dryers. Right?
Yeah.
It smells amazing.
Oh,
like
man.
Stuff opening up and the heat coming off it and stuff. Oh, it's mm-hmm. so good.
So my old hall was a residence at uni, my first year. I had my window was right next to the... You know, there's that outlet pipe you get from tumble dryers and washing machines. Mm. My window was right next to it.
Yeah.
And if I got that hot, claggy soap smoke
yeah.
through my window, I hated it. Oh, no, it's too much. It's
oh, but,
too much.
Wait, but
like
that's from the wash, right?
Yeah. But that's all I can think of.
That's very specifically because also like our washing machine and everyone's washing machine basically kind of smells a bit weird most of the time.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
damp
yeah.
and it's got that you have to clean the filter and wash it with like vinegar and all that kind of stuff to kill all the shit.
Yeah.
Tumble dry, it's just like just got hot stuff, guy.
What about the lint?
Ah, you get rid of the lint. Fine.
Yeah, but
get rid of the lint.
You can't have a lint-free smell if you're just dicking your head in there.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? It's part of the experience. And I remember doing it, and I loved it so much. And there was a pipe, right, that used to come out of the back of the tumble dryer. You had to, like, put it out the window when the tumble dryer was
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
And that pipe, I could have lived in that pipe. I'd have found happiness there. I could have had a little... If I could have that as the corridors in my house,
ugh.
And just always pumping a
like,
fucking tumble
like
dryer
it's an
through.
Like an alien
Laurie,
containment
so,
area.
So
like,
much.
Literally like you're living in a biohazard.
If I could literally go from a steam room into that room,
into a tumble
just
dryer.
Back and forth for my whole life, I'd do it.
You'd be a raisin.
If I had a dog and my friends...
That'd be a raisin.
I'm like, what?
You all turn into raisins.
Well, yeah.
You dried out.
Yeah.
That's how the kids are doing
it. Have a good steam, though.
Two questions.
Yeah.
Have you done it since?
Since what?
Put your head in a tumble dryer.
Well, we don't have a tumble dryer.
No. But
I haven't put my head in a tumble dryer since I was a kid.
But you've smelled one.
Actually, I have. I have done that. I have done that.
Big night out.
No, but now that I have enough shame not to go and stick my head into a tumble
dryer. Only just.
But I do, literally, every time I open a tumble dryer, for a split second, I'm, like, really happy.
It takes you back.
And then, and there are the other senses which make, like, you pick up the clothes and they're all warm and hug and soft and, like, oh, I love it. I really like it. I'm getting quite emotional.
You've got goosebumps.
Yeah, I have. I have a bit. I really like it.
You need to go and stick your head in the washing machine.
I think those are my three.
Those are pretty good, man.
Yeah, and coins.
Okay. Coins?
Yeah, big coins. That's a very specific
like
smell.
Copper. Like the smell of metal.
Yeah, blood. Blood on the sand.
Blood on the sand. I don't think blood smells very good.
Oh, I think it does when mixed with coins. Bloody coins. Give me a bloody coin. That won't be one of mine.
Time on the seas.
But I just want to bring up bloody coins very briefly because I think that is a...
That's a smell.
That is something. Is that on your list?
I'm worried that I live with a smell.
Have you got... I've got to ask you yours now, otherwise it's a weird game.
I don't know. It is a weird... It's a very one-sided
game. I mean, it's a weird game, isn't it?
I didn't claim it wasn't.
I'm enjoying it, man. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, me too. It's quite fun. Imagining this weird little desert island of smells and records.
Well,
because
at the moment in my head, so you said I've got an iPod, so I've got my song. I'm never worrying about
not
music.
An iPod. Like an iPod with six songs on.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to choose those songs now. I'm too caught up.
I'm saying I got to wait. We got to wait till we're famous for that.
The goal. Okay, at the moment, I'm just imagining this, and I'm trying to think like. What smell... Would any of those smells be useful to me? Like, what would...
Like you say, you can't have the smell of Ray Mears' success,
is it the only thing I'm ever going to have?
Well, for now it is, yeah.
But
are you saying that more stuff washes up on the shore weeks afterwards?
Yeah, I mean...
The next week, it's feelings.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, really specific emotions wash up with...
And then it's three photographs of different sites.
No. Oh, great. Yeah, what I'm doing here is building a paradise.
Yeah, I mean, it could have. Stranger things have happened at sea.
Yeah, and on Netflix. Hey, there you go, because it was a show. It was on Netflix. It was a show.
It is on.
It is on.
My three are quite weird. I think they'd probably be quite weird. I'm trying to think on the same veins as you, because I think a lot of the ones we mentioned already are pretty up there.
Yeah.
The smell of... I mean, one that's just something I smell all the time... And is incredibly evocative and always takes me back. It's Paddy. Bottled Paddy.
Mm.
Is violin rosin. Now, if you don't play a violin or not seen anything, you get this like this little thing of rosin, like tree sap, and you put it all over your
Rosheen.
Rosheen Aconite. Yeah. You just rub it all over your bow. Yeah. You rub this stuff and it's like looks like amber.
Yeah.
Rub all over your bow and it covers it in this fine white powder that's really sticky. It's a bit like kind of using chalk when you're climbing. And it means the bow sticks to the string. But it's quite it's a very rich, it's quite like wood varnish, a similar smell. And that combined with the varnish of a violin, the top of a violin, and that kind of quite old, woody, treated wood smell, every time I pick it up, obviously, I'm like, oh, it's my violin. Viola, even, I remember this. But I get taken straight back to lessons, or the time I first bought my viola, going to a luthier's workshop to get it worked.
Oh,
that sawdust. Smell is all the way through, and it's sawdust and this wax and this rosin and...
all the kind of treatments.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, the oils.
Treating
and stuff.
Wood.
And even strings, when you get them out of a box, it's all very similar. Thing. Not pledge.
Okay.
No pledge.
No pledge.
Okay. No lemon. I don't shine my viola up with lemon pledge. Strip it clean. No, that's a really... I mean, and that's a bit of a...
That's a nice one.
One.
I remember my dad used to leave resin out everywhere, and it was rosin. And it was... And it was like folded in a little cloth.
Because it's really sticky.
And I think I licked it.
That would not have been a good thing.
Yeah, it was terrible because I thought it looked like a... remember like cola cubes?
Kick. Oh, yeah.
Like it looks like a little sort of like cola-flavoured kind of candy thing. And I gave it a little go and then I never played cello again.
No. Actually one that might be the inside of a saxophone. Do you remember that smell?
Yeah,
like mottled the spit.
Yeah, that's it. But with the metal.
Yeah. Not a good
bit,
smell.
Never. Never liked
smell
that.
Smell a bit like socks.
Yeah.
But on that topic, one I really this is a weird one. I've told you about this before.
Oh,
I'm playing golf at football, right?
When playing you get, golf. Football.
I play in goal.
Oh, I thought you said football. Golf.
Ball. I play golf ball. It's
I play golf.
New football game.
Yeah.
And the inside of my goalkeeping gloves is one of the most horrendous smells in the world, and yet. And yeah, I can't get enough of it. And there's something really weirdly specific about that sweat smell, hand sweat smell.
Whoa.
Over like a long
coins.
Time.
Like coins. It's like,
and they've always shut the fuck up about coins. And like also damp, and like those gloves have been like played in the rain loads of times. They're covered into like the kind of foamy stuff that's like really fraying and like peeling off a bit. But I've played in goal. Always in football. Every time I've had a pair of gloves, they smelled exactly the same.
But like once you've worn them for a while, like,
Oh, when they're new, they smell like that new, like you know, like all like kind of sports gear smells, like really artificial polyester smell. Maybe like old sports kit actually generally picks up that smell.
I can't.
Oh, it's quite comforting though.
I've heard. Is this
I really
that,
like it.
But is this that thing? And I think that maybe this is just not specific to me, but is quite common, and I'm underestimating it. Is it that thing that like people are obsessed with when they wear like a fancy watch with a leather strap, and apparently there's a whole thing about like smelling
wrist sweat.
Yeah, ooh. I've heard that talked about before.
Oh, maybe that's
like, and as a thing, we're like, come on, there's a couple of you that know about this, and a few people are like, yes, it's my watch wrist
when
watch
I was,
smell.
I haven't worn a watch since I was a kid, but when I was a kid, I did that all the time. I couldn't get enough of it.
I've never worn a watch.
What's the point?
And I've never like I don't
you
have anything that I regularly have on my body that would do that.
What about your hat?
And my hat just smells like my hair.
Yeah,
to be honest. And I wash my hat.
I bet you think that.
Oh, maybe that's true. I wash my hat a lot, but it always smells like my shampoo and conditioner plus smoke.
Yeah, plus head grease.
Plus kind of Paddy's head grease.
Which is not necessarily a bad smell. My hat, I've got a little beanie I don't wear very much, and that smells of head grease.
Oh, really? Yeah. We should wash our hats. Let's do that. Let's do that together.
Yeah, that's one of
that's
them.
That's really interesting.
Weird,
but like,
weird hand sweat.
But it's, do you think that's so specific to, like, if I were to say, I wonder if I'd like that smell, would I be smelling my own gloves?
I don't know. You probably wouldn't like mine. Is a given.
Do you wash that? Do you wash football gloves?
No, I probably, maybe I should.
Oh, dude.
But because they're like plasticky. It's not really fabric-y.
No.
Yeah.
That one I'm uncomfortable with. But right. I get that, like, it's like, not to make you sound weird, I'm just using this word. That seems slightly kind of like a fetishist.
It's the only way I can ever get it up.
Yeah,
is
yeah
if
exactly.
I have three goalkeeper clubs strapped to my face.
Yeah.
I'm ready!
I'm ready again, darling. Then sort of flat. But I know that there are people who like the smell of their own socks. For instance.
Or farts.
And there are people who like... I don't know. There are people who like smells that are actively... other people find disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
And not in a kind of, like, oh, I don't like the taste of prawns. But
yeah,
like,
there are some
like,
people who do that in quite a kind of...
masochistic way, almost.
Yeah, or more, like, combative, like, kind of hipster. Like, yeah, I guess I'm weird. I just really like this horrible smell.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, shoot me. Sue me. Kill me. Loves. Marry me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're right, though. People do... I mean, their own socks. You were saying earlier that... Yeah. Is it a fish called Wanda?
Absolutely. John Cleese one, where at the end of the evening every night, and he's like going through a divorce. So I can't remember what's going on, but he sits.
He's having a breakdown.
Yeah, and he's in his pajamas, and he takes off his socks and he folds them, even though they have to be washed. And then just before getting to bed, he just puts them to his face and goes, and has a tiny little sniff. And it's like it's almost like a comfort to him, and it's just a really sad thing to see, but also. He seems to take this sort of little pleasure from it. Not like a, kind of, you know.
I've got my bunk on.
Yeah, exactly. It's much more of a little, you know, and he just has that. And I think that, okay, I can, I'm not on board, but I'm behind you.
Okay. The last one, I think you'll be on board with this one, is, and I think it might be all around the smell of the room where my computer used to be in the first house I lived in near in the countryside.
Right.
But the smell particularly of, old PC games.
Yeah.
Rather than coming in like a disc box, would come in a full-on
an actual
cardboard box.
Yeah.
box.
Oh, I remember the Final Fantasy VIII box that you'd lift off, yeah,
and
you'd slide off
and they're really nicely, the two halves are really nicely fit, so you get that little...
Slot in.
That little,
like the
sound.
Vacuum of it. Oh, my God,
and
yeah.
I remember the one I'm thinking of particularly is the box for TIE Fighter. This bright red box with the really old school art on the front. But yeah, like you say, you had them for all that Age of Empires game.
Yeah.
My Diablo one I've got at home with the manual. And it's probably something about old books, but that old cardboardy smell up in that room, that it was this little loft with not much air and massive skylight in it, so it got really hot in there.
Yeah.
And I used to play, anyway, and it just, I saw a post on Reddit or something about, hey, who remembers when games used to come in boxes like this?
Yeah. Only 90s kids won't kill themselves.
But it was weird. Rather than me smelling it and taking me back, seeing that gave me the smell, and then I was like, and then I sat back up in that room, and I used to get up 2 hours before I had to have my breakfast before school to play Age of Empires every day of the week.
Jesus Christ.
It was so good.
Well,
Pretty much every day. I'd go up at 5 a.m. to play 2 hours of Age of Empires before school.
How the fuck would you do that?
So easily. I was like 12. You have so much energy.
Why didn't you just
12?
Go to bed later?
Because I was put to bed at, like, you know.
Oh, and
I
it was
had a
right. It's like a different room. Oh, yeah, of course. Okay. Oh, that's fair.
But they had no sale when I woke up.
That is very interesting. Oh, that's quite a lovely one, because that is really weird when you describe the box of the games.
Mm.
Instead of remembering the smell of my dad's office where I used to play on his computer, I'm more remembering the very specific aisle in PC World.
Yeah, PC World is where you got your games.
I used to go there, and they had a very small selection of games. Because it was like so much hardware and so much all this sort of stuff, but then they'd have about 10 games, and Dad would always be looking to go and computer parts and shit like that. And I'd go and look there, and I remember picking them up, and the boxes were so exciting as well because
it was so big. You're like, what the fuck is in this?
And a Final Fantasy game, especially, would have like 4 discs.
So hefty and heavy.
And the manual has to tell you everything, so you can read it on the drive home. And everyone always says that about like reading the manuals on the drive home and that being a thing. But they smelled good, and the manuals didn't smell good in an old book way. It was in a new. It's a combination of that artificial sports smell and books.
Oh, I see. Yeah, plastic key, factory fresh.
Yeah, like zero
shrink wrap.
Oh, mate, photocopiers smell good, don't they?
That's
another hot air thing for me.
you are a
hot
air.
Paper.
You are a hot air.
I just think I like the smell of heat.
Haze.
Sort of haze.
I know, you're so right. Crunch time.
Crunch
time, Pats. Which is your number one smell? You're on that desert island. You flopped off that boat. You've washed up on the beach. You finally found the one canister of compressed smell.
Can I just confirm?
Uh-huh.
I can smell other things.
No. Yeah, of course.
Okay, good. Like, I'm not like... Okay,
you can learn to smell
it. It's not like this is going to be in my nose forever.
No, but you're on a desert island, so it's pretty... I mean, it's guaranteed that your three options probably wouldn't occur naturally on this desert island.
Is it finite?
Unless you... Actually, you can make your own pomade, couldn't
you? Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
It wouldn't be Benny's pomade.
No, that's the thing. Because that
is it finite? Is that
When you're saying I've got like a jar, or are you saying that you have access to that smell?
I think we've got to play this by Kirsty's rules, and that means that it's perpetual, it is eternal. You have a little. I want it to be a little jar. You have to unscrew the lid off and go, and you get it.
Yeah,
and I think that's how it has to exist.
Or like a sort of diver's tank.
Yeah, but that means I don't want it to have like a duration.
Flippers.
Yeah.
It is a
magic jar.
Yeah.
And you open it up and you can sniff it, and it has about 5 seconds of charge.
Yeah.
And then you put it back on and it'll recharge for you the next day, an hour later.
That's fair. Okay. And my other question, I guess, is no longer relevant. But could you pick a smell that actively did something to you? Like
give you the horn.
Yeah, like, no, like, as in, could you, like, poppers? Or
no,
like, or like anesthetic.
No.
Okay. All right. So you can't have kill
is that,
gas.
Is it the smell that does that to you? I don't think so.
The smell of death.
No, it's the chemicals, isn't it?
All right. Well. Okay,
yeah.
Well,
no, you're a valid question, but
all right,
no.
Hang on. What did I
no
do?
No
I did...
metaphysical.
I'm not going to cheat. I mean, because I always say that my favorite smell is bonfires, but I, you know, actually, when it comes down to nitty gritty, I probably can't go with that. All right. Well, look. Okay. I'm going to do process of elimination for mine, which I think is fair.
Okay.
Blood oranges. I'm on a desert island, man.
More fruit.
It could be full of blood oranges.
Could be guava.
It could
guava
be guava
central.
I could just get to love another fruit, I'm sure. Like, and you know what? I've lived most of my life without having any fucking blood oranges. Like,
why change it now?
Why change it? I probably remember them as being much better than they actually
are. Yeah, imagine if you got there and you popped the top and went, oh,
it smells terrible, and then there's thousands of blood orange trees behind me.
It's just oranges.
It's just oranges. Yeah, exactly. So I'm not going to go blood oranges because I prefer having. I like them being a mystery.
I'm glad you're seeing the error of your ways.
It's not an error of my ways. It's just actually a very logical
decision.
Glad
that you know you're wrong.
I mean, Tumble Triers has the most historical relevance to me, and it is the thing where I remember being a child. But what we've ascertained is just hot air, isn't it? Hot salt. Hot, clean, all that.
Salt.
And what's the conjoining word there? Hot. Where are we? Desert island. Probably going to smell hot.
Okay, so you'll be fine on the hot
snakes. Yeah, there'll be hot snakes.
Hot snakes. The smell of hot snakes.
Hot snakes. There's going to be hot rocks. There's going to be hot clouds.
Hot
it's going to be great. It's going to be, yeah, exactly. Hot singles in my area. So I'm going to have that heat smell, which is basically 80% of the way of what I'm trying to describe.
That is.
And I'll get the hot salt from the sea.
I've got so many problems with this, but fine.
The smell of heat, I think, will already be there. So I don't need to bottle it. So I am going to take the emotion route. And take Benny's hair pomade because it also encompasses her smell. I'm like,
a lover's smell,
and you know, you're
that's a different thing.
The stench of sex. No, but it's like,
imagine if your island just smells.
I'm gonna be on this
desert island of linden trees.
I just smell a hot bum,
hot ass.
I think that's a really logical thing to choose from. It's got the smell of home. It also does smell delicious.
Yeah.
Like, it's got all that stuff. It's a bit menthol. If I get a cold, it could help. I could put it on some hot rocks and it could
I think these smells have no practical purpose. We need to establish this now.
Okay.
Other than emotional.
I think that would be the thing that reminded me of my life. And also, I could just smell all day. And you know what? Smells a bit like tumble dryers sometimes. Her hair, it does.
That's not a compliment.
I think that might be what.
That's not a compliment to your lovely
girlfriend. That's sort of hot, viscous, dry.
Oh my god, that's disgusting. How have you made this so unpleasant?
I'd pick that, man. I'm taking.
I know you would, and I know that's your honest thinking.
Or coins, blood coins. I might find some blood coins. Maybe there was
a serious answer. Kirsty wouldn't stand for this shit.
Well, I think she would.
And she'd probably sit down.
And you don't need to worry about old books because you got Shakespeare in the Bible.
Yeah, fucking old.
cool. What about you? Well, you've got to pick one as well then.
I don't know, man.
And we're on separate islands, right? Or we're on the same islands on opposite sides.
I'm not talking to you. Okay. Or smelling you.
There's a wall.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Why? And one day. Maybe we'll
just
cross
swim
it.
Around it.
Well, that's the thing. We've got to assume we've either got the same island or we're on the same island.
That is, in fact, the perfect situation.
What?
I want an island with a wall down the middle and a bit of wall out into the sea, just deep enough that you can't swim it.
Why can't I swim
it? You hate swimming in the sea.
I don't like it. I could still swim it.
Yeah, but if there was a big wall, you had to go quite far out. I could climb it. No, the wall's too big.
I could dig under it.
No, you couldn't. It's too deep. Anyway, my answer is... I mean, violin rosin, I think, would just make me very sad to not have a violin or a viola on me. Hmm. Or a musical.
Although you could listen to classical music while
I need to play it.
You could use it as a sort of lube.
Absolutely the opposite.
No, no, you couldn't. Don't do that.
I could climb the wall with some.
Oh, there you climb the wall.
I wouldn't want to, though.
Yeah.
We've established I want that wall there.
I could use the jar as sort of air jar, and I could dive round the wall.
You definitely couldn't use it as air.
Oh, it's my tank. It's my diver's tank. Okay. I told you about it.
Can I answer the fucking question you asked me?
Yes.
You prick. Yes. You do this every... I hate this podcast so much.
You don't hate it. You love it.
I don't. You're doing it now.
What?
You're doing it now. You're telling me what I think.
Yeah, I am.
You do it all the time.
We're still playing the opposite game.
I ask you a question. I give you time and space to answer it. And then you ask me it, and you spend every 5 seconds going... Yeah, but what about the air tank? Fuck you. I'm trying to answer it.
I'll be quiet.
Will you? Oh, good one.
See?
No! Okay. PC games, again, probably just going to make me quite sad to not have Age of Empires 2 on tap. I can't do this now.
I know, exactly. No.
Goldie Gloves, too unpleasant.
So you're not taking any?
Not taking any. No.
Go back to PC games. That was just sad that you'll miss games.
Yeah, there's a really lovely smell. It is a really good smell. I know, I think I would. I know, I'd take that. And I would hope...
Really?
Yeah, I would. Under that whole smell of that room, but mostly, yeah, the boxes. Because I think, in some kind of way, right, if I smelt it and it evoked such a strong memory, I could then effectively play Age of Empires through my brain.
I could just remember it well enough.
I remember it in such detail.
You'd go into a trance.
Yeah, okay, it's Arabia. Great, I'm going to... What a slow town centre start. Two villagers. Great. And there's my scout. Oh, and I found a sheep. That'd be cool. Over and over again.
Do you reckon you could actually do that?
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
I don't think I could.
I'm surprised, I thought you were going to pick gloves for some reason, it's just weird enough that he'd pick it.
Do you know what I could do though? But just also, get really sweaty hands.
Mate, that's what I was saying.
Smell it for free.
Find a pig on the island, kill it, get the hide, make leather, make glove, wear them all the time, take it off, there you go, you can recreate the smell.
Or,
don't kill a pig.
Just get sweaty hands.
Why would you kill a pig?
I don't know, there's no pig on my island.
Is there not? I've got pigs on my side.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm not on the same, we're different islands now.
No, no.
I moved out.
Oh, really? You left your island?
Mate, is there more? So is the... I'm trying to just get this whole situation straight.
Is it purgatory?
I think it might be. Is it? If it is purgatory, is there something really horrid about the idea that you're on this beach, right, and first your record player gets washed up, then your Bible and
your life flashing before your eyes.
And then the smell, and then every week another very specific thing washes up. And you'd think it would be great, but actually it's just like a really sad onslaught of like your life accumulating on this island. Or would it get to the point where it's just like a really weird slice of your life?
Yeah. Well, it would be like, I don't know. If you were getting to choose all these things, there were lots of different categories and stuff like that. You're basically building your perfect thing.
I think in theory.
In theory.
But maybe not.
You don't have a home. You're still on a desert island.
What if one week it's like your favourite ex-girlfriend
shows
up? And Jesus Christ. Oh, I mean, none of those options are great.
And you could start seeing the relationships between those things and how they'd interact.
Yeah, like your ex-girlfriends.
Yeah, exactly.
So you get washed up on the beach with this smell of your current love.
Right.
And then the next week, five of your ex-girlfriends.
Right, okay, great. There. So currently I'm sat on the beach. I've got my smell. I've got my songs.
Yeah.
But we haven't established what's on it yet. I haven't got a plug or something. Like, we'll sort that out later. And have I got the Bible and the Shakespeare? I don't need the Bible and the Shakespeare.
I think you get them.
You get them? Okay,
use
so
them as fire,
those were already there. Inexplicably, they're already on the
island. Shakespeare Island.
Okay, cool. And but we don't need to worry about luxury, because I guess sort of the smell, I guess, is the luxury.
Yeah, be fucking grateful.
Sort of thing. I mean, yeah, exactly.
Right, so what's coming up? What's going to come up next time on the beach?
Well, I don't know. I guess we'll...
find out.
Yeah, you've got to just wait and see.
Oh, man.
Is it a boat crash?
Yeah, I think so.
Mate. Our boats crashed each other.
Of course they did.
And I crashed into you.
Oh, yeah. Come on, let's be honest about this. That's what happened.
Yeah.
You said, hey, look at this.
Yeah.
And I said, not now.
Is it the same, same cool boat, though?
I think yours is cooler. Let's be honest.
I've got a cooler boat.
Yeah. You're shedding out for the cooler boat. Yeah. I'm keeping my money back.
With all of my £9.
I'm keeping my money back for the slightly more conservative model.
Okay, cool. But you've still got all of your worldly possessions.
Yeah, well, I mean, who's more full? Because don't have any money anymore and you got a cool boat.
Yeah, that's true. But the boats are gone.
Yeah, but you had the swift, gleaming moment of owning a fucking cool boat.
That is true.
Which I never had.
I've always wanted that, man.
It's all we've all ever wanted.
I'm like, I know this is in breaking with tradition.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put it out there right now.
Yeah.
We had a lot to cover today, and we're a good while into the, I think
just talked about smells for an hour and a
half. And you know what? I think I'm okay with that.
Sweet.
So. Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to say, let's save all this stuff for next time. I think we just say our goodbyes.
Wicked, all right. Great.
That's been easy.
Nice doing business with you, mate.
It's been lovely doing business with you.
I'm going to give you, what kind of goodbye do you deserve today?
Oh, are you going through my oils?
Oh, yeah.
I've got a new one in there that I thought would be a good smell.
What is it?
No, check it out. I'm not going to say it live in the air because I think you'll hate it. No, it's not that one.
Is the smell something like really...
It's something
contentious.
It's something that you would not expect. Where the fuck? Right. Oh, check this out.
Okay.
Smell this.
All right. What do I do? I just put a couple of dabs on my tongue, right?
Yeah. You just drink a bit of it. Weird, right? Very famous smell, but I bet...
I was... What am I trying to say?
You can say, yo.
Frankincense.
Frankincense.
I don't even think it's that bad. It just smells
it's
fine.
Weird, but the fact that frankincense... Probably one of the most famous smells in religion, right? Yeah, no.
Paddy,
frankincense, myrrh and gold. Those were Christ.
The scent of gold.
Yeah, blood, like coin blood.
Oh, shut up.
No, like Christ.
I thought we were finishing
top three
this
smells.
Come on.
Top three smells. Frankincense, I thought, oh, you know what, I'm going to give it a go. It smells nothing like what I thought.
I think, hey, it's
smells
only,
like you embalm things
with
it.
It's only fair we finish where we started. Paddy?
Yeah?
Signing off with a lovely little whiff. Oh, the ylang-ylang for
you. Oh my god, it's so good. Oh, dude, it's so good, right? Oh,
is the next... It's just going to be
it's
us.
So good.
Oh,
guys, get a whiff of this.
I'm getting pretty good.
Get a whiff. I'm just going to cut a couple of drops in my sweet vape.
This has been Paddy and Laurie
2K18.
Pod Shambles 57?
Yeah, sure, why not? Big vape clouds.
Big
I want you guys...
Clouds.
If you guys need clouds, you come to us. You need big THC hits... come to us
come
for
to
all
us.
Your weed vapes.
Pat, is there anything you need to tell the people about what you're doing?
Yeah.
Apart from being
right.
A vape moron.
I'm a vape guy. Now,
So, what am I doing? Well, you can get in touch with us on podshambles@gmail.com to ask.
At podshambles on Twitter, which Paddy has started using.
Yeah, absolutely. I've actually started putting tweets on it sometimes.
A good one today.
First one today, and last one tomorrow. And Johnny's having a baby.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and it's you.
And it's me.
You're the baby.
So our last show is in Zurich, weirdly, in mid-May.
Calm down, guys.
And then we've got... Yeah, exactly. And then he's on paternity leave, so... So I'm going to be doing all kinds of manner of tut and stuff like that. So yeah, you can ask us all kinds of questions on Twitter.
Other tut.
Mostly other tut.
Comes out.
So yeah, you can get in touch with us for all of those things.
Do get in touch with us on Twitter. Let us know what you thought about Smell Chat.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be interested to know.
Yeah, see if you like the format of podcast where just for an hour and a half we talk about one thing.
Yeah, or maybe tell us, what if Podshambles were a scent, what would it be?
Yeah, or if Podshambles were five different podcasts, which five podcasts would you choose and why?
Why? What?
Because then like we could like split off.
Oh, nice.
Could do a subsidiary podcast.
Nice, all right.
Yeah.
Let's split off, mate.
We'll split off. Let's do spin-offs.
Yeah, mate.
Let's do Joey.
There's my totus out here.
I've been Paddy Jervis.
And I've been Joey Tribbiani.
And this has been Friends. Is that it?
Stop it.
Is that Hollywood? Bah! Oh, sorry. No. Yeah. Bye. Are you going to say it as well?
What happened to the quick ending, you prick? Whoa, warm up those vocal cords. 1-2 testing.
1-2 test. We haven't done the levels in so long.
I know. My levels are all askew.
Mine are the same. And I've got to try all my sounds that I normally try.
Okay.
Okay. So there's
which ones have you got?
First is the cool, refreshing taste of Lilt Zero. Let's just.
We're not sponsored by Lilt Zero. Other drinks are available. That is horrid. Nobody wants to hear that. Because you'll do that thing where you put it at the end of the podcast. It's like the mic's been left on, but actually you've premeditatedly slurped horribly.
But the additional thing you get with that slurp is it's not as it's just not as good.
It's not as good as a slurp with real lilt.
I can do what else can I do? I can do my dog impression that you didn't want me to do.
Great.
Just and it's not a barking dog.
No,
it's not. It's just a curious dog. Go and hear it. Go and hear it.
Think they've heard enough. Look at those peaks. Oh, yeah, she snotted on me. This is done.
That's a pug. That's specifically a pug.
Speak to my agent.
All right, I'll call your agent, who's me.